seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
In compliance with recent government mandates, this program is hosted by Essential Personnel. You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network. Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
It's finally here. Saturday, June 20th, from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m., it's the first ever Crave Cafe Car Show. Bring your hot rod, your motorcycle, your tricked out covered wagon.
And what a deal it was. I was scrambling to get something in, and I scrambled a little too fast.
That's okay.
Because that was old. But here's what we were looking for. The computer was doing strange things, and so I just had to stick something in and run with it. And so...
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much.
We want you to be there.
That's me still. Let's get rid of that. All right. Yeah, you get a behind-the-scenes look at things sometimes on this show. There you go.
There we go.
That's what you're looking for, wasn't
that's it?
This, of course, is the Health and Wealth Show with everyone's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. And you're listening to Wonder Dog, The Rough Mix. And why are we talking about dogs this evening, David?
Yes, we're talking about the blue dogs are blue.
They're blue?
Because...
You mean they've got the blues?
They've got the blues. The blue dogs are blue because they can't fool you.
Uh-huh. And what is a blue dog now? Help me out here.
A blue dog Democrat.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not calling them a name. That's what they are. They were really, 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 really powerful back in the day. John F. Kennedy was a blue dog.
I didn't know that.
Most of the Democrats back in the 60s were blue dogs. Dixiecrats, you might say, were almost a blue dog.
Uh-huh.
You know, we cross lines. You know, polarization, you know, we got the magnetic poles out there, and they say they're shifting. Did you know that a Democrat used to be a Republican, and a Republican used to be a Democrat?
I had heard that.
You know, back in the day, Republicans were the ones that did all the stuff up north. And, you know, what happened was the Democratic Party got so far left.
Mm-hmm.
We left them.
Yeah.
You know, left is wrong and left is not right.
And you know what this is, don't you?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
One of your favorites.
Yeah. You got the hound dog blues, man.
Reckon it was like a blue dog hound dog?
Yeah. They've had the blue tick hound dogs, you know. Uh-huh. They're blue. Yeah. Listen, the Democratic uh-huh. blue hound dogs are blue because... they're having to do something they don't want to do, and that is to shift so far left, too. You know, they're shifting so far left, they're going out of gear, man. You know, what they're going to do, they're going to cause all kinds of eruptions. Look at the defund the police. Look uh-huh. at all this stuff going on in the cities and all this kind of crazy stuff that's going on. Moonbeam crazy, you know. The mayor of Seattle is allowing anarchists to take over several city blocks.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy. They are crazy.
Yes, they are.
It's a she.
Here's another one for you.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Zero.
The one with the waggly
yeah.
tail.
If it's shifting left, I don't want it. It's kind of dragging.
Maybe. Well, you know, that's the thing. David is so far right, his dog's tail doesn't even go to the left.
You know, Portland, said, we don't want any part of this stuff going over, you know, in the other part of the state. I mean, they said, what? We don't want to shift that far to the left.
Uh-huh.
We're off balance enough. Yeah, it's just completely crazy. So what will this do to our money? Really, that's where we're going to go right here. What will it do to your money? It ain't good. Listen, if for some reason the shifty party, and I'm calling them shifty lefty.
Uh-huh.
You know, sort of like, hey, man, you know, I'm lefty and I'm shifty.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what Biden is now. He's like the mob of Chicago. You know, hey, where's lefty? Well, he's over here. You know, we're shifting more to the left. You know, they're going to have Tommy guns and bats and all kinds of stuff, yeah, to hit you if you get in their yeah, zone.
I think Joe is about ready to go to the old gangster's home. Bless his heart. He just did he ever come out of his basement? You know, he was holed up in his basement during the COVID thing.
He's scared.
And they had a thing out the other day. He's sitting at a table talking to about 15 people. And they're all social distancing and everything.
Yeah.
And then they throw up the Trump rally the other night. Wasn't that something? Wasn't that huge?
They got to kind of run off, you know. They tried to do that in Portland, Oregon, and they called the police in. They didn't defund them. They called them, said, help, mm-hmm, help. And they're gone. You know, in Seattle, they said, just let them run loose. You know, let the dogs run loose.
I know. In Seattle, you've been to Seattle, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Seattle's a beautiful city. You go out that way.
Yeah.
Seattle was, the part I saw, was very, very clean.
Yeah.
And I had been down to Salt Lake City. Beautiful, beautiful.
Sure. Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, you got people out, and there's no telling, you know, they're probably, you know, using a bathroom in the streets and tearing up stuff and setting stuff on fire and raping and pillaging. I mean, I feel bad for the do people live in there?
Man, I mean,
is that like a residential place?
Yeah.
Then I feel bad for them.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
There's businesses in there that are being double taxed, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's horrible. Who would have ever dreamed that people would have said, defund the police? Mm-hmm. Who would have ever dreamed that someone says, this is not the United States of America with these eight blocks or whatever they are?
We were talking about it over the weekend, and my beautiful little 80-year-old mama said, well, they're just going to have to go in there and kill some folks. And I'm like, yeah, mama, you're
right. Hey, that's what Trump more or less said. Uh-huh. Hey, you know, I asked him if they wanted me to send the police in, and or, you know, I'll take care of it in just a few. Or I think it was the guard, National Guard. No. We'll take care of ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Did it take care of it? No. And are the blue dogs, listen, are the Democrats going to be able to control the lefty? I mean, lefty's a criminal anyway. You know, he's pretty much a criminal. I mean, from the gangsters of the 1930s, lefty meant, hey, you know, that's the guy that's he's going to shoot you. You know, now 10% of the population left-handed. Most of them have very good tendencies, and they're very creative, and they're very good people. But lefties in the party of the blue, you know, the non-blue party, in other words, they're shifting to the left. They're criminal. Think about it. They're absolutely shifting into being criminal. And what they're going to do to our economy if they get away with it will be totally criminal. Look, if Trump doesn't win, what's going to happen with our 401ks? What's going to happen with our economy? What's going to happen to our blue tick hound dog if he can't get any food? I mean, we went to the... My wife said, hey, I can't find any, cream of mushroom soup? I said, you're kidding. So she sends my son on a mission. He had to go all the way to Prattville, Alabama. You know, that's a little bit fur out from Montgomery.
Looking for cream of mushroom soup.
Cream of mushroom soup. He said he found four cans. There was none in Montgomery. Who has ever seen stuff like this happen in our history?
What was your wife making? She was cooking, I guess.
Yeah.
What was she making?
She was making something that
called for cream of mushroom.
Yeah.
Soup. Okay.
Well. Yeah. It's something to do with beef tips or something. I can't remember. But anyway, the thing is, she said, I can't find any cream of mushroom soup. I gotta have it. You know. So the extremes that we go to have what we need. You know. They talk about defunding the police, but they have defunded our economy. They have defunded our welfare. Mm-hmm. They've defunded the so much that, or should I say, the runs on the supermarkets, they're scaring people.
Yeah.
You know, people are afraid of things. And I don't really blame them. I mean, like, but cream of mushroom soup, get real, man.
Well, you know, I was, I don't know if I was over there today or yesterday. Sometimes the days run together. I think I was over there. And the Walmart over there in Millbrook, there's lots of empty places on the shelves.
It's scary.
And I'm seeing some things there like brands I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, usually Walmart has like the national brand, and then they've got the Walmart brand. You know, what is it? Great Value. But I've been seeing Redline and different brands I'm not familiar with.
Oh.
And you know, just so they can have something on the shelves, I guess.
Talking about them trying to set up the zone, automotive zone or whatever they call the thing in Portland, I forgot to say that they were trying to set it up right next to the mayor where she lives. And sure, that didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, she would have liked that. Would you say Portland?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They didn't. No.
Man, she cleaned them out.
Oh, the folks over in Seattle probably would have liked that because the mayor's all about them.
It's completely, completely crazy out there. No, it's Ted Wheeler. That's who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He ordered in the cops and cleared them out. So it's a man. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I mean, seriously, I mean, what's wrong with the Seattle mayor? That one's a woman, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one.
Well, Democrat for one thing.
Well,
you notice all these places where all this crazy stuff is happening?
Yeah.
Democrats.
No doubt.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all the problems. You know, last night, I think if I heard this correctly, something like 9 or 11 people got killed in Chicago.
Let's see. I think it was 100 people. Over 100 got shot. And you were right. There's like, there was 12, 14, 15 or something that died.
It was a high number. And one of them was a three-year-old kid.
Sitting, I think, in the house. They were in
the house.
Well,
no, they were sitting in the car.
Were they in the car?
Or something, and
it
shot through the back in the car, and it hit the kid, I think, is what I heard.
Yeah, you're correct. I remember hearing
that. Yeah, but, you know, where is this world going? I mean, this is all because of things like Antifa, left wing. So now they're telling Biden that that he cannot select a vice president that's not a lefty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they got to be from Chicago. Maybe they got to be look like Elizabeth Warren or something. I don't know. She's one of those.
Well, I've got to wonder. I've got to ask. Do you think the president is allowing this to go on just so people will see how bad the Democratic side is? I mean, you have...
Well, no, I don't know. I listened to his campaign first speech, and he said that he offered to clear them out, all of them, and the lefties said no.
Uh-huh. Well, what about... Elizabeth Warren. What about Joe Biden? What about Nancy Pelosi? Where's the outcry? Have they said anything?
They are succumbing to all this lefty stuff.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the blue dogs are blue.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, really blue, and they're going to cry even more because their party has left them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no party for them anymore. I mean, the new blue dogs are popping up down in Florida and places. They're one lady down there, she came from Korea, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, you know, like it used to be. They're not the same kind of folks in the blue party, you know, the blue Democratic Party. It's destroyed. And now they're all leaning left. And Biden, all the years he's been in there, was more central, more or less lefty, more, you know, not righty either. But
I think he was just in there getting a check, I think. He wasn't doing anything.
But now he's just sort of brain damaged, and he just sat in a basement, and the lefties are kind of like pushing him around, I think.
Do you realize that between Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, and one other one that I just can't call the name right now, combined is like 120 years they've been up there?
It's unreal.
And they've fixed nothing. And then Trump comes in, and it's all his fault.
Well, it's always going to be his fault because, you know, he's not in their party.
That's what I'm
he's
saying.
He's not really in anybody's party. There's a lot of Republicans, or should I say old-fashioned, run-of-the-mill, middle-of-the-road, whatever. They don't really like Trump either. I mean, look at Ronald, I mean, the guy up there, in, not Ronald Reagan, the guy that, Romney.
Romney, Mitt Romney.
Yeah, he really wants to jab back at Trump because, you know, I mean, he didn't win. And also, he's a sore loser.
And have you heard the commercial for our friend Senator Sessions? It's Ed Meese.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Meese.
They had to dig me up.
Thought I was dead, didn't you?
I'm listening to that. I'm going, that, is that all they can do is that, dig a man up?
That may show up.
Thought I was dead, didn't you?
You got but, your teeth in there.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
I mean, and, I'm going, people are going, who's Ed Meese?
I know. I remember him because I voted for Reagan. I mean, I think that's the first president I ever voted for was Reagan. That's
look, man, I tell you what. I mean, Sessions is a good man. He did what he thought was right, but he was wrong. You know, he didn't show any backbone, and it's, you know, and they said, well, he was not supposed to. He's supposed to recuse himself.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He didn't have to recuse himself. He could have not done that. I don't think they would have done anything to him. It would have taken the Congress and the Senate to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any judge would have gotten rid of him. I don't believe none of that stuff.
Well,
I'll
tell you what, if, you know, that was the case, you know, knowing what was going on, you know, they didn't just call him up and say, come over, Attorney General. They didn't just call him up and say, get over here. They talked to him and they told him what was going on, probably what they were going to do. And then he gets sworn in, and what was it, 2 days later, he recuses himself? He knew that he couldn't investigate
himself. Well, he's an attorney, okay? Uh-huh. And I do know that they've got rules. Uh-huh. If you got a conflict of interest or if you were involved, I get it. I know it. But in politics, that's not something that you have to absolutely do. It wasn't a court case. Mm-hmm. It was a political thing, okay? Totally different things. Mm-hmm. And it would have taken some kind of action by, I think, the... you know, more than just a judge to throw him off or a court case. I don't see that they would have done that.
What I'm saying is he shouldn't have took the job to start with. If because he, you know, he got sworn in 2 days later, he's recusing himself. I just would have said,
I just think he was afraid and thought that Trump was going to get slaughtered because of it, and he didn't want to go down with him.
I just don't think. You might be right. I'm just thinking, you know, it's just, I would have not taken the job. I would have said, thank you, I'm honored, but I just...
I mean, but, you know, the Blue Dogs, they're being pushed left. The folks in the middle of the Republican Party, they're being pushed out. I mean, Sessions is one of them. He got slammed on this deal. Old-fashioned Republican in the state of Alabama, a red state. You know... there's a lot of history to the... Do you know we used to be a blue state? But we were not considered... I think, in fact, they colored them yellow back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the colors keep changing, but, you know, basically, we're conservative. Conservative states are in the South. Conservative states are in the Midwest. You know, where else are they? Somewhere sometimes they pop up halfway there in the north, like Indiana or Illinois, you might get a little bit of, but you know, they can switch back and forth. But you could drop a person out in the middle of, say, like Kansas or someplace like that, and you couldn't really tell much difference between the politics of them and the South. What I'm talking about is over 50% of us. So as long as it stays like that, we'll be red states.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the progressives, you know, the AOC and all them having something to say, is that they have a central person. It used to be a centralist. This turning into a lefty. Joe Biden don't even know what's going on. He said, "Okay, I'll get one of those people."
I feel bad for him.
If people don't catch on and vote against him, he's old. He could drop dead, or they might kill him.
Or he might just wander into the night, and we'll never see him
never
again.
Never see him again. Do you really want the AOC? Do you really want, you know, Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris or Pelosi, or even worse, what if that mayor, if he chooses her, the one over there in Seattle, mm-hmm. running the country as the president of the United States? Can you imagine?
If you think we're in a mess now.
I mean, people need to think. Put your thinking caps on. The blue dogs are blue. Mm-hmm. Bluer. Listen, they are shifting to the left. They can't grab a hold anymore. You know, the Dixiecrats, they're out of control. They're gone. I mean, you know, they had to turn into Republicans to survive, mm-hmm. supposedly. Now we don't really know what we are. We're right leaning is what we are. Mm-hmm. We're Americans that want stability.
Let the dogs out.
They've let the dogs out. That's exactly what Joe Biden and them done in Seattle.
Who let the dogs out?
Let them out. Is that Joe Biden? I believe it is.
Him. And that sounds like Joe. He's probably, you know, he's got his, you know, his big rims.
That's him asking the AOC, who let the dogs out? That's him asking Pelosi, who let the dogs out?
I guess the only hit the Baja men ever had. But it's a good one, though. Hey, 272-9228 if you'd like to give us a call. And if you would like to talk to David Ernest about your finances, well, I know another number, 279-7431. Call him up, and he'll be glad to talk to you. What you do is you call, leave a message, and he'll get back to you. He'll call you right back. He's good about that.
Yeah.
279-7431. And let's talk about this real quick, because I don't want to forget. You are going out on a secret mission starting tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Where are you going? You going to tell me?
The beach.
You're just going down to the beach, hang out down there?
Uh-huh. With some socialist and communist and hopefully some right winger.
Yeah, he's probably gonna meet up with a submarine out off coast there, and he's gonna give him some secret stuff to bring back. But you'll be back Monday.
Yep. Okay. No. Probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
All right. Well,
I'll let you know.
But you will be calling us.
Absolutely,
and
I'll be calling you
if we can figure this Skype thing out.
Yep.
We might do that too.
But we're in the middle of an AOC primary. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Are they voting?
They're trying to find out what left winger they're trying to put in there with Biden, man. I mean, you know, the thing is, where did these inner cities that control the AOC and Seattle and all those crazy things,
mm-hmm.
where did they get all this power? I mean, you know, They've got squad members,
uh-huh.
you know, sort of like the Mod Squad, except they their own police,
like the mafia.
Yeah, that's it. You know, the thing is, Democrats are not Democrats anymore.
Well, I don't know what they are unless they're like, you're like, you know, squirrel bait or something. I mean, they come up with some strange ideas.
What they're leaning toward is socialistic, uh-huh. communistic. Is what they're leaning toward.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but who ever heard of trying to destroy our heritage? I mean, like...
I know.
I mean, remember the history when you read it about, was it the Bolsheviks? Is that how you say it?
Uh-huh.
A Russian in 1917? They went through trying to destroy everything, pillage everything. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
It's crazy.
It is.
They're trying to destroy our stuff. Is this a revolution or what is this?
Look, I was talking to somebody the other day. You know, I don't think they even teach history in school anymore. When I was in the fourth grade, they taught us Alabama history. We knew all about Alabama. We knew about what's his name over in Prattville, Daniel Pratt.
Pratt.
We knew all about that. We knew about Bibb Graves.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's just like they're trying to erase all this history, but they don't even teach it anymore. So
I mean,
why do they
want to erase George Washington. They're threatening to. Now, listen, I don't want to start any rumors,
mm-hmm.
but imagine if someone came here and burned down the little White House, White House of the Confederacy.
Don't give them any ideas. For
no, but I'm telling you, I've heard all kinds of crazy things out there
mm-hmm.
that they're afraid of. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in this city is nuts.
Well, now, let me ask you this.
Now, you got this Antifa bunch, and they're out tearing stuff down, tearing down statues because it offends them. Now, if I find a statue that offends me, can I go out and hook it up to the back of my pickup truck with a rope and pull it over and go on about my business? Nobody's going to put me in jail or anything.
If you're a lefty.
Can I tell them I'm that? Because, I mean, you know, it's just there's other statues out there that I'm sure some find offensive.
I mean, who would have ever dreamed that lefties could do this?
And, you know, there are.
I mean, I knew they were doing it in Chicago back in the 30s, but now.
Well, you know, closest gotten here is, Birmingham?
And you guys that are left-handed,
We're not talking about you.
You guys are great. Yeah. I'm talking about left-leaning people, people that are leaning so far to the left they'd like to fall over. Like, you know, like Biden, and he's leaning left now.
Well, yeah, you talk about the people that if I got two sacks of cans, they're going to come get one of them and give them to somebody that ain't got none because they didn't go pick none up.
I'm talking about almost communists.
That's
so here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If we have these things going on, if Trump doesn't win, what's going to happen to your 401k? Mm-hmm. I heard Trump say, vote for me if you want your 401k. And he didn't. I don't think he meant that politically as much as he was telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? Look how far the market went down. Look how far it went up. Now we're locking those values in. We're locking them in as they go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're up and going to stay in the dough. You know, there'd be no dropping for us.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine as we approach election time,
mm-hmm.
if something goes wrong with something? Something gets upset or out of kilter. They let the dogs out. And all the meat of everything gets eat up.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what if we had a revolutionary thing going on?
Yeah.
I know we do now, but what would happen if Trump looks like he's not going to win? What's going to happen to our portfolios?
Well, I just want to say one thing. Whatever you do, do not choose to vote by mail or electronically. You get off your behind and get out there.
Oh, no, that's...
If you need a ride, you call one of us.
William Barr, our Attorney General, he agreed, I heard it on the radio today, he said that he agreed that if they do that in the mail,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be other countries voting.
Mm-hmm.
You know who they are?
The bad ones.
Rocket people and everybody.
Yeah.
Rocket Man and his evil twin.
There they are. Well, I thought his sister was in charge. Now, Rocket.
That's what
Rocket,
I'm saying. The
Rocket
evil
lady.
Twin.
Yeah.
A Rocket Lady.
But yeah, you know, think about how bad they could do when they're not doing it by, you know, by mail.
That's right.
Think about how easy it would be to cheat by mail, like you said. And people are getting.
I tell you how easy it is to call me though.
Uh-huh.
It's easy to cheat by mail. We don't want you to do that, but we want you to call us 279-7431, 279-7431. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Call David today and call us here,
272-9228.
That's right. We'll be back with more health and wealth in just moments on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, the radio program that brings you some good news about your money with everyone's favorite asset preservationist. That would be my buddy, David Ernest. And, David, did we have a big time Saturday or what? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. There you are.
Yeah, it was wonderful. We had all those beautiful cars and classic vehicles.
And we had a lot of folks come out.
Absolutely.
And we're going to, hopefully, it'll be a TV show before you know it.
Yeah.
And
it's got to be audio visually engineered by someone.
Yes, we got to get some sap to do that for us. But we did have a good time. And let's see. I got to meet Tom. I think you know Tom. Tom's a friend of yours.
Yeah, Tom's the number one.
And Robert came up and said hello.
Yeah.
And Tom brought me a...
Mike and Elizabeth came up. You might not have met them.
I might not.
They're good clients of mine.
I don't think I got to meet them. But the Bargarees.
The Bargarees. Rick Bargarees. Man, he is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, that you can't ask for a better guy.
He's a good
guy. Than Rick and Freda.
And they're just good folks.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick and Freda. Thank you so much. Y'all, I just love you guys for helping us.
And
Brian. Brian with his band there. You know, that band is in with the jazz singer from here.
You got me.
Nat King Cole.
Yeah,
they're in a preservation.
But they're real good, too.
Yeah, they are.
And I was going to tell you something else, though. What was his name? Rick? No, not Rick. Tim.
Yeah.
Or was it Tom?
Tom,
yeah. Pen Man.
Yeah.
Pen,
we're going to have Pen Man Joe.
Yeah.
Did you hear all that?
Well, you know, I got my computer back.
Oh, that's right. We'll hear it later.
But the CD, I lost it. No, I'm dead.
No, don't. Oh, no. It's like me saying I lost money.
Because that door would be flying open, and he would come in here.
He'd be coming in here with it.
But I do have your CD. I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to hook my computer up tonight.
Yeah. Speaking of the AOC, 10 years ago, the little-known socialist underdog pulled a fast one on all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, using well-organized leftists, those lefties again, activists, to yank the nomination away from a 10-term incumbent, Joe Crowley, when most voters thought was so safe and they didn't pay attention or bother to show up. You know, we got to vote, guys. We got to vote in November. We got to show up. That allowed the AOC to take the nomination and thus the solid blue House seat. You remember we were talking about why the blue Democrats are blue. It's because they've shifted left now. The solid blue House seat with just 15,897 votes in a district with a population over almost 750,000 people.
Wow.
Are being bossed around by that little old
nut.
Yeah.
Being nice.
You can be nice and say nut.
Well, she's not right.
So she's become known as a fellow squad member, her and some others, and they have rigid socialist ideologies, and they're crazy. And what they want to do is they want to do things like abolish immigration. You just come in here. This is your country. Just come on in to open borders.
Mm-hmm.
Pass Medicare for all. In other words, just break the bank wide open.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Deal, where all you can run is, non-petroleum stuff. And on and on and on and on. Now, you know what she did before this, don't you?
She was a bartender.
Bartender, whatever. You know, all she knew how to do was mix up whiskey. But now she's mixing up all kinds of other stuff. I wonder if she was a lefty with a bartending.
I don't know. She's just a nut.
But
look here. There's something else gotten torn down here. Thanks to George Washington Monument.
Oh, no.
You know?
Man, you know,
Yeah, it is. George Washington statue tore down.
And now they want to
American
move.
Flag burned, Museum of Natural whatever history.
Now they want to take down the a Teddy Roosevelt statue.
Yeah, I know. I don't even understand that one.
Well, I think it's got like some African-American folks next to him and some Indians. And I don't know.
They did exist back there. I mean, like, I heard Aunt Jemima's people are mad.
Well, you know, the thing was, I mean, we've been through this about she was a slave, she was freed, she got a job cooking because she was good at it. Quaker Oats picked her up, and they created this character. She traveled around all over the world cooking for people.
Well, and they're probably still drawing money off of it.
Well, she died a millionaire, but do you know that there were two or three other women they hired to play Aunt Jemima, and she, you know, that and she, I think they stopped it in the 50s or 60s, but you know, they had her picture on the
This thing about trying to destroy history is crazy. Mm-hmm. But what's worse about all this is that it filters down to everybody. It filters down to our well-being. It mm-hmm. filters down to our future. It filters down to our children's future. It filters down to craziness equals bad situation. Craziness, it means that something crazy can happen to us, like our society. You know, we need police. We need protection. We need our society and our government and our economy. Man, do we need our economy to be stable? You know, this thing running up as much as it's run up lately, I hate to tell you this, but it doesn't make sense. The numbers are not there. It's wishful numbers. But when we see all these things happening, will the wish come true? I mean, you know, if the blue dogs are run out, and if they let the dogs out, completely let them run loose, and they get gone, and they can't help the Republicans vote anymore because the AOC and the crazy fools in Seattle and all these crazy people in Chicago and Minnesota are telling us what to do. What do you think is going to happen? These people don't even know how to balance a checkbook. Man, they don't even have a checkbook. All they have is a Saturday night special. Which they use on Saturday night, I guess.
Don't we all? that's my throw down gun. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's like, and it goes back to, I think you and I were talking about that this afternoon. You got these young people, and I hate to sound like old fart, but you know, you got these young people, and they go to school, they go to college, and a lot of these folks in these big colleges, they are way left. And they teach them all this stuff and fill their heads all full of this stuff. And then you got some 21 or 22-year-old that graduates with a Ph.D. in pottery and can't get a job and has got $150,000 in student debt.
Well, I mean, you get it.
Then they're out.
There's no money.
Tearing out statues.
They need to teach people how to be winners. Trump had a show. It was, you know, in... And they were someone came out and they were the winner of whatever the thing was. But anyway, the point is, you've got to get a good job.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a purpose in life to feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not knocking pottery. Okay, I know that.
Well, there's money in it.
People
can
make a lot of money in that. But
that was just an example.
I get it. But the thing about it, if you build up a huge debt.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't really pay back and you don't make enough money to pay it back. You know, I get it. I understand why you're listening to the AOC. You know, I know why you're going to let the dogs out. I know. I know exactly why the dogs are going to run loose. I know why they're howling so loud right now. They howl at the moon. You know, there's a lot of howling going on right now at the moon. People are turning into werewolves. Or whatever they're going to do.
Really?
I mean, it's really bad.
Better stay in at night and one thing to bite you.
Yeah, the blue dogs are not happy. You know, the blue dogs are not, they're more blue than they've ever been. They're sick, they're tired, and they're worried, and they're giving in. I mean, look at poor old Joe Biden. He's giving in to the AOC.
Well, you know, he probably has no choice. He's a puppet right now.
Exactly. And Trump, you don't tell him what to do.
Well,
you better not.
Because he'll tell you where to go.
Look at this guy that's trying to do the book. What's his name?
Bolton.
Look at him. He's just a sore loser. So he's trying to get $2 million. I hope the government does take it back from him.
Well, you know, they say that his book is inaccurate, has lies in it, and, you know.
And they say some of it may be, cause.
Classified.
Classified. Uh-huh. Causes, a lot of problems.
And, you know, you would have thought that he would have run that by everybody before he tried to get it out there because, you know, I'm sure he's got a lot of money.
Of course, if you notice, he said, no, I'm not going to vote for a Democrat. No, I'm not going to vote for Trump either.
Uh-huh.
But his own Democratic CNN blasting us,
uh-huh,
our party. He's blasting the conservatives. He's a turncoat. You know what they do to turncoats? What they used to do to them?
They used to shoot them, hang them.
He is a turncoat. I hate that mustache. I mean, he needs to do something with it.
Oh, yeah, he looks like...
I who knows what's in that thing? I mean, that's nasty.
That's Wilford Brimley can do that. You can't. And David Crosby, but not you.
No.
It's just too weird looking.
No.
I just had an idea. You ever read Ray Bradbury?
Yeah.
One of my favorites was called A Sound of Thunder. And what they did is they had a time machine, and they went back and set this up. You could go back in time, and they had found, like, a dinosaur that a tree was about to fall on. So the dinosaur was going to die anyway. So they would give you the signal about, like, 30 seconds before the tree fell on the dinosaur, and you could shoot it like a big game hunter. But you couldn't, if you stepped off the little track they made for you, you would change history somehow.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's fix this. Let's not do that, but let's set up big game hunting in Seattle. For $10,000, you can go in and shoot an Antifa.
That'd be all right with me. They don't throw one of them fish, stinking fish at you.
We'll take a flatbed truck and take
or
you in
stick
there.
Stick you with a needle.
Yeah, we'll take a flatbed truck in there. You
They're going to get stuck up in the end before it's over with.
I'll tell you what, it's
ridiculous.
I don't know, are these people beyond recall? Will they ever... Say one day, you know.
I just find it hard to believe that there's not a lot of people living in that city is going, what is happening? You know, what is happening to this country? What's happening to me? Why am I living here? I heard somebody the other day said that there was a lot of people, a lot of businesses, a lot of people were going to leave Seattle, and a lot of them were going to go to places like Utah, Idaho, Texas, and Arizona just to get the you-know-what out of that place, but not because... It's hot or cold just because it's terrible to live there.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. I mean, if you have no police protection, they want to tax the living daylights out of you, and then you got anarchy going on.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you leave?
Oh heck yeah!
You can see these cities where the inner city falls apart. You can see all this stuff is falling apart. I just hope that they don't destroy our economy and the stock market crash.
Hey, we got a phone call.
Okay.
Maybe we said something wrong or something. You're on the air with David Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Hey, this is Emery.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, Emery.
Oh, just enjoying this halfway cool afternoon out here on the deck.
I know. It did kind of cool down this afternoon, didn't it? I guess that rain worked it there.
It did. Well, it was late in the afternoon where the sun didn't have a chance to boil us again.
There you go.
I'm sorry I missed the shindig this Saturday, but I had a chance to chase some paper and catch it, so I'm a little wealthier, but not much.
There you go. All right.
And
you're forgiven.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It means a lot. It means a lot coming from you.
There you go.
You're welcome.
I was past the radio coming back inside to get a cool drink of water. And I heard, were y'all talking about Bolton being a turncoat?
Who?
That fellow that's writing a book about his time.
Oh, yeah, he's a turncoat.
Yes. Well, turncoat is a kind of a tricky word because you remember the original turncoats, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's his name? Benedict Arnold?
Yeah.
And
no, back a little bit further.
Judas?
No.
Well, Judas.
Not that far back.
Not that far, huh? Okay.
That's a turn road.
That's right. Terrible. We got a history book about that, but it's not in any library that I know of.
Yeah.
The Redcoats, those were the British, right?
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
And when the revolutionary fighters killed one and took their jacket off of them because they were freezing, they would turn it inside out. Guess what color the liner was?
Blue?
There you go.
Oh, man. Thank you for the history lesson. There I didn't know go. That.
I didn't know that either.
But I did know it had something to do with the Redcoats, though.
Yes, sir. The liner that them British folks had was real nice and pretty, but it was blue.
I did not know
well,
that.
Well, Bolton has turned something inside out.
Well, it's a little bit lower in the rear of his behind. That's what he's unturned into.
Okay, but, doesn't smell good.
I guess turncoat we should turn with traitor then and go back.
There you go. Well, that's
definitely a traitor.
That's right. Over time, it has kind of gone into the realm of a bad person, but it wasn't.
But you
it
know, Judas did it for money.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he did.
So
exactly.
It looks like the same thing. It's just not pieces of silver.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's some printed money.
And, you know, weren't there two disciples named Judas? Wasn't there another Judas?
I don't think so.
I just seemed like I remember something that there was another Judas. And, you know, because they changed some of them's names. You
that's
know,
right.
They changed Saul
to Paul.
To Paul.
Yeah, that's in the New Testament.
Is that the New Testament?
That's when he got the scales on his eyes and he fell the blind light,
uh-huh.
And he prayed to God, he turned to Paul.
That's right. Remember, he knocked him off of his little old ride he was that's on right. And blind.
Yeah.
And then he, that's right, he made his way to, I guess, the next town. He was laying in bed, and then all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to him and restored his sight. And lo and behold, Saul turned into Paul.
How about that? Yeah. I'll check on this other Judas thing. I may have dreamed that.
You may have.
It happens to me sometime.
Yeah. Another little story about Saul is when he was the Jew killer, he would wake up every morning and figure out how many Jews he was going to kill that day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And there was one of the first ones that he had stoned to death. While his folks were stoning this poor old guy, the man was praying to his Lord, because he knew he was going to come see him.
Uh-huh.
And a wave came over Saul that it made him uncomfortable. He turned around and walked off. He couldn't watch it anymore. So the Lord was working on him then, but it took a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wasn't he also was he the tax collector?
Don't remember that.
No. Okay, there's one of them that was a tax collector.
Nicodemus?
No. There's one that was a tax collector.
And Nicodemus went up in the tree.
Yeah, he was short. He was a little guy.
That's right. He had to crawl up the sycamore tree.
Uh-huh. And then they took Jesus and them to his house. Had a big old time. Yeah.
But he was.
He did.
Yeah, but
he did.
I think he was a tax collector, wasn't he?
I don't know. Somebody was a tax collector. I need to get my Bible out and brush up. All right, man. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care of yourself. Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Yes.
And don't turn your coat inside out.
Yeah, no. If you do, you know, and
you'll
button
be a turncoat
and button up that overcoat when the wind is free.
The thing is, the blue dogs are becoming turncoats.
Mm-hmm.
They're turning to the left. Blue dogs are definitely an example of a turncoat. Biden is definitely an example of a blue dog turncoat. If he bows down to the AOC and the radical left, he's a turncoat.
Mm-hmm.
If he wins, we are in a heck of a mess. The stock market and the economy and everything that stands for is going to possibly go down the drain. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, we're going to have a hard time.
Okay, I have consulted the page of Wiki, and it says, among the early followers and apostles of Jesus, Matthew is mentioned in Matthew 9, chapter 9, verse 9, as a publican or a tax collector.
Oh, Matthew.
Matthew. And he was not very well liked. I mean, they didn't like tax collectors.
No, I mean, they still don't.
Yeah, they come around and...
that had changed.
They come around and kind of
hadn't changed.
Lean on you.
Yeah, nobody. That hadn't changed. So. But, you know, who likes shifting to the left? I mean, you know, shifting to the right violently is pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
But shifting to the left is even worse in this day and age because you lose all of your support. In other words, Seattle has no police to help them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they do, they're very reluctant. Chicago, they killed a 3-year-old last night.
Mm-hmm.
We're in anarchy, man.
Really?
We are in anarchy. If we don't, can you imagine, and I'm not making any predictions here, can you imagine if Trump were to win, and I hope to God he does, what's going to happen? If he loses, we're screwed. If he wins, we're in revolution.
Well, he'll call out the armed forces.
I hope he does. I hope he teaches them a lesson, because no respect for the flag. I heard what he said about that. He said, I'd like to put them in jail for a year if they burn the flag.
I think that's just. I think that's good.
Really? You know, and am I going to kneel to some liberals? Am I going to kneel to them? No, I'm only going to kneel to one entity, and it's not them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
think that's them, though. Yeah.
I'm not kneeling to any idols.
No.
Or false idols or anything else.
We're getting close to that time, so let's take a minute or two and talk about what's going on the rest of the week.
Well, the rest of the week.
You're going to the beach. Yeah, he's going off on some secret mission.
I'll be calling in, and if we can get that Skype or whatever it is.
Zoom,
whatever.
Yeah, I'll research it.
See if we can research that, and maybe I can call in and be live.
Okay.
You know.
And let's see, tomorrow night, I believe Matthew is coming in, and I think Chris Cleghorn. The Cleghorn boys are going to come in tomorrow night. I think they had something going on, but he said he wanted to be here since you weren't going to be here.
Yeah.
And Wednesday night, Leah is coming back. She's back after an absence.
Yes. She's a little feeling under the weather.
It was an unexcused absence. I hope she's not tardy. And then, of course, Thursday night, Terry Adams will be here. Friday night is the replay show. And that's about that for that. And let's see, something else I wanted to mention. I can't think of what it is. You think of anything coming
up?
Well,
when we go off the air, I'm sure you'll remember.
Yeah, and I'll have to break back in. Hey, fellas. But, yeah, we had the big car show, and that's going to go together pretty quick because
And for everyone who came, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Had a great time. We had first, second, and third prize trophies, money. We're going to do it bigger next time. Bigger, like Trump says, it's going to be bigger and better. Better and bigger.
Did you see the Volkswagen that was out there?
I did.
Now, the gentleman that brought the Volkswagen.
Yes.
I want to make sure he comes to the next one, because he's going to at least get an honorable mention. Did you go over and look in it?
Yeah.
Did you look in the back seat?
Yeah.
There was a skeleton sitting in the back seat. I'm like, all right.
And guess what's going to be on a sticker on both sides?
What?
Ernest Financial bumper sticker.
There you go. There you go. You can get those when you see us out and about.
Yeah. You don't have to stick them on your bumper. I know people didn't like, but his car was covered up with bumper stickers, so.
I got pictures of them. They're gonna
it was pretty
up.
Cool.
They're going to be in the show, and some of them's got pretty good little sayings on them.
Yeah.
And let's see, the three that won, Honeycutt, Mr. Honeycutt?
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike Honeycutt.
His was that a Corvette?
1961 or 3 Corvette.
And see,
63, I believe.
A state trooper pulled in with his blue lights on.
No.
And told him to slow that thing down. It looked like it was doing about 60 there in the parking lot, man.
Oh, man.
And we were talking about me getting in and out of it. He said, with the top off, you might be able to get in.
Yeah.
He said, top on, you ain't going to never get in. I said, I don't doubt it. And then we had the guy with the Model T.
No, that was third prize.
And then second prize was
a lady out of Prattville.
With the pink pickup truck.
With the pink pickup truck. It was a 1949, no, mm-hmm. 42, I forget, in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Ford pickup truck, painted pink, looked real nice with a Chevrolet engine in it.
She was a real nice lady. Maybe we can get her to come up and be on the show sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a real realtor, I believe.
Oh, and I ran into a young man the other day. I was in Walmart, surprise. And he runs up to me, and evidently he had just gotten his own phone. So I'm scooting along on a little thing, and he waves at me, and I wave back. And he says, hey, you want to take a selfie? I'm like, Yeah, sure. And I turned around and I said, is that your dad right there? And he said, yeah, it's my dad. I said, it's okay. He said, yeah, okay. So we took a selfie and got to talking, and I told him what we did here every evening from 6 until 7. And I told him his dad had to go out of town for a couple of weeks. I said, when he gets back, call me, And maybe y'all can come down and I'll let you be on the radio. And this kid's just losing his mind. His name was Michael, I believe that's right. And he was junior, and his dad was senior.
All right.
But we took a selfie. So.
All right. Well, it's good to keep folks informed. And that's what we try to do on this show. We try to keep you informed. We try to entertain. We try to throw a little politics in there with it, and we try to do some entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do a good job. Most time we're right on point about the politics of it. But the one thing that I'm really, really worried about, and I mean seriously worried about, is this market's going back up. Most of the economists are saying it doesn't make any sense. Trump says it's going to keep on going up. I think maybe it could keep going up. So what we've done is we've situated ourselves that if it goes up, we make money. If it goes down, we don't lose. I don't know if we're going to have such turmoil with the left problem that's going on here that is the closer that we get to the election, the economy may take a dip. Or maybe heaven forbid, Trump doesn't win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hope he does. But if he does it, can you imagine what that would do to the market?
It's going to be a mess. I'm going to call that Elon Musk and see, can I get me a seat on that spaceship?
Well, you know, Elon Musk said he was pulling most of his money out and so of the market, and so was that liberal guy that's on the tank thing.
I know who you're talking about. Shark Tank?
Yeah, Shark Tank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's his name? Anyway, you know, it's really bad when you just don't know what to do. But there's one thing that's good. We got a plan for that. We got a plan for when you don't know what to do. If you're near retirement and you don't know what to do, we got a don't-know-what-to-do plan. It's safe. It makes money if the market goes up. It don't lose any if it goes down. And guess what? We can be a superhero and add bonus money to it right up front, and it's huge amounts of money. And if the market goes up, even huge. We got some people that are locked in 30% or more from last year, and it's locked in. It can't even go away. So, you know, if you're in the least bit interested in conserving your money, if you're the least bit interested in conserving what you have worked so hard for, if you're the least bit concerned about what might happen in the next election, if you're the least bit concerned that this could be artificial, if you're just concerned, give me a call. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. I can wipe away all of your fears.
And you have wiped away just about all the time.
Uh-oh.
That's fine. We'll just talk it on up till about another 40 seconds. You're going to the beach.
Yep.
I'll be here tomorrow night. You know, you can check out David Ernest at his website. That's retirewithernest.com.
Right.
He's on Facebook. It's Health and Wealth, David Ernest. Just look that up. And, you know, there's stuff on YouTube. All of it's free. You can go in there and look at it. And we should have another show. Hopefully it'll be by next week.
Yes.
Because I've got to get my computer back up and running. So what we're going to do now is we're going to just fade off into the night. And I'll be back tomorrow.